We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects, an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 30th goes to Judge Sherwood Bauer and Martin County prosecutors in Florida because they are allowing a flesh-eating double murderer from Florida the opportunity to potentially be back on these streets without ever going to trial. What does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? Okay, the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and I'm telling you, it's not just the people, it's the institutions, because in Florida, crazy recognizes crazy, and they clearly have empathy for crazy and a high tolerance for crazy, and this story proves it. See, Austin Huruff is 25 years old. He used to be a Florida State University fraternity member, and he was deemed not guilty by reason of insanity this past Monday after randomly killing a husband and a wife with a machete in 2016. R.I.P. to John Stevens and his wife Michelle Mission. Not only did Austin Huruff kill John and Michelle with a machete, deputies said they found Austin kneeling over John's face and eating it. Literally just snacking on his face, okay? The deputies actually noted that he was spitting out pieces of flesh before being taken into custody. Now, you would think a human like this would get sentenced to infinity and beyond. But keep in mind what state we are in, and that state is Florida, okay? As my good friend Kiki Perry always tells me, dropping the clues bombs for Kiki Perry. Kiki always tells me the state's shaped like a gun, all right? So he didn't get, you know, a sentence of limitless prison time. No, after 6 years of delays, instead of the case going to trial, this happens. Let's go to WPTV for the report, please.
I hate you. I hate you with every part of my being.
During the summer of 2016, Ivy Stevens lost her dad and stepmom. Jody Bruce lost her sister.
Your family deserves to suffer the way my family suffers.
In what could be their final chance to speak directly to Austin Harriff and his family, loved ones of Michelle Mishkan and John Stevens didn't hold back blame, including to Harriff's father.
You both said your son acted strangely for weeks leading up to the murders, and you even set up an appointment for him to be evaluated. You should have done your job better. You should not be purchasing him knives.
And read off threads of text messages where Austin Harriff described abusing alcohol and drugs, saying they don't think he was insane at all, but that the brutal killings were from his drug abuse.
You said, quote, the drugs made me vulnerable to evil.
After 6 years, a judge handed down a not guilty by reason of insanity verdict following an agreement between the state and defense to let the judge make the decision based on available evidence.
A double murderer who decided to make an extra value meal out of his victims is getting sent to a mental hospital rather than a jail cell. There's a lot of different cases I can point to where I feel a mental, you know, hospital is a better alternative than prison. But this isn't one of those cases. Okay, this man, Austin Harriff, should have to deal with the consequences of his actions. All right, go to trial, get a prison sentence. And then while he's in prison doing his time, you know, we can get him proper mental health treatment. But to brutally kill two people, attempt to kill another, and not even get a trial? Now, let the record show, there's a long list of text messages that Austin wrote in the months and days leading up to the murders. I mean, the dude kept a diary damn near where he cataloged his almost daily drug use and frequent blackouts. He told friends that he drank heavily and indulged in cocaine, prescription pills, mushrooms, meth, codeine, Adderall, and heroin. This man really does drugs. Drugs. Plural. Okay, a lot of times we say people are on drugs when they really just be on a drug, like one thing at a time. This guy was really on drugs. Okay, but get this. In the days before the crime, Austin wrote to a friend his desire for fame. He wrote, and I quote, "Why the F just not do what you want? Just do the craziest you can. I just want to be great before I die." I'm telling you, y'all, we live in a dangerous time. Okay, I was born in 1978, so my idea of fame and celebrity and being great differs from this generation's idea of fame and celebrity and being great. Okay, trending on Twitter is what these people think makes them famous. It's what makes them, it's what they feel makes them great. Okay, going viral for anything is what people, you know, think makes them famous. This dude just said, just do the craziest you can. I just want to be great before I die. There's absolutely nothing great about what you did, sir. Okay, great is building something or providing a service that helps people, that entertains people, that makes people feel good. There is nothing great about murder. Okay, and another reason he shouldn't be sent to a mental health hospital over prison is he wrote, "I thought I was crazy, but I'm really not. I just know that for me personally, the drugs are taking a toll on me and I can't handle it. All I hear is a man who made poor choices and he should not be exempt from the consequences of those poor choices." Okay, I have no idea why the state attorney's office is choosing not to pursue this case further. The judge who I told y'all who's getting donkey today, his name is Judge Sherwood Bauer, was trying to make sense of it, and I don't get it. Sounds like a bunch of legal nonsense. He rejected the argument that Austin's high-priced lawyers tipped the legal scales, which means his high-priced lawyers probably did tip the legal scales. You know what? Let's discuss. It's time to play a game of guess what race it is!
All right, let's go.
I don't know why I'm beating around the bush here. Austin Harriff, 25 years old, so he was 19 when this happened. Uh-huh. Former Florida State University student and frat member, had high-priced lawyers, killed two people, tried to kill another. When deputies arrived, he was actually eating one of the people's faces. Went to court Monday, and his case isn't even going to trial. He's going straight to a mental hospital because he pled insanity as part of a plea. Guess what race he is! DJ Envy, would you like to start? What'd you say?
White.
Okay.
W-H-I-T-E.
Okay. I know how to spell white. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Angela Yee, Austin Harriff, 25 years old. So he was 19 when this happened. Former Florida State University student and frat member, had high-priced lawyers, killed two people, tried to kill another. When deputies arrived, he was actually eating one of the people's faces. Went to court Monday, and his case isn't even going to trial. He's going straight to a mental hospital as part of a plea. Guess what race he is?
White.
Is there any reason for y'all answers? Y'all just...
The cannibalism part, and then also the fact that he's not in jail.
Well, no, he's in jail. He's
Well,
no trial.
They're not
trial.
Pursuing further charges. He's in a mental institution.
You know, both of you are correct, which lets us know why this is happening. All right, please give Judge Sherwood Barr and prosecutors in Martin County the biggest hee haw. We know why this is happening.
Yes.
Come on, man.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
White privilege is real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.